We're now joined by members of our race-winning team. We've got crew chief Adam Stevens and team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Please raise your hand and we will get to you. We'll start over here with Wolfgang.
Yeah, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany. Question for Adam Stevens. With his tire problems during the race, I think Logano said he had no idea what exactly happened. Did you have a feeling something similar could happen to Kyle's car?
Yeah, there's always a concern, tire problems. Generally, they're camber-induced or low air pressure-induced, and we knew we weren't pushing the limits on either of those two things. But you never know if you're going to run something over, especially with the way that they were using the dog leg on the restarts. But, you know, you try not to worry too much about things that are outside of your control. And I felt like the setup we had on the car was going to be fine on the abuse of the tires, so it wasn't overly concerning.
We'll go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Adam, for you, you guys go out there and not having to win, but as always, put on a show and get to victory lane. What does this say about your team and Kyle Busch going into the final playoff match?
Well, I mean, I think it's important to come into the last race firing on all cylinders, and it's hard to do that when you're just riding around trying to score points. It's not like we were throwing caution to the wind by any means. We couldn't go out there and crash on the first four or five laps and not make it to Homestead. So, you know, we had kind of the best of both worlds today. We minded our business and played it safe there the first half of the race, and then we were essentially locked in at some point in time, and then the gloves came off.
We'll go over to Matt.
I had one more for Coach.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
He was joking. Coach, for you, talk about how proud you are of this organization and for JGR going back and battling for a championship.
Yeah, I always think of everybody back home, everybody that works at the shop, all the effort back there that everybody makes, everybody in the front office that gets us here and working with the sponsors. It's just it's a huge team effort at the racetrack today. Adam led a great team effort today with pit crews. Kyle was awesome. From Coy, JD, myself, just everybody, we're thankful because we got great people and at the race shop, and it's a real team effort. This sport is different. You get to the racetrack, you got four teams, but they got to work together. And back at the shop, we're one big team. So it's a big deal for us. It's teamwork. I do want to say I think this facility getting here, awesome. And so what a great job redoing the facility. I think the fans today were great. Packed house, and we do a lot of hospitalities today. We did. A lot of our sponsors were here. It's a huge deal for us, and particularly when we get a chance to come to Phoenix. It's a big deal for us and our sponsors.
Go to Matt, and then down here to Bob.
Matt Weaver with Auto Week. This is for Adam. A question and then a follow-up. In light of the penalty talk this week, do you feel offended when fans use the word cheater in regards to crew chiefs? And do you feel like fans lack a certain education on what your job is as a crew chief?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, there's just so many rules. If anybody had ever seen the rule book, I mean, it'd take you a week to read it. And it's big, right? Yeah, so, you know, there's different levels of things. But it's our job to put the fastest car on the racetrack possible. And, you know, you're up against it all the time. So it's not too hard to imagine to cross over that line in one area or another. So, you know, if the measurement is 1 inch on something and you're an inch and 40 thousandths, are you a cheater? I mean, I would say probably not. But, you know, there's different levels of that too. So, you know, it's a difficult situation to be in for sure.
So with that in mind, moving forward to next weekend, what is the challenge in balancing trying to be legal and not crossing that threshold? Because more than any other race, you have less of an affordability to cross that threshold because it is the championship race.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're still held to the same standard and the same tolerances, and they will tear every square inch of that car apart after the race. And if you upset them, you'll know about it. So, you know, that's how they keep the playing field level. So it's no different than any other weekend. So, you know, the Hawkeye has been a great equalizer. The bodies are all in a very, very, very tight box. You know, you can't really fool that thing. So all the things that make the car go fast, they have a way to check. So it'll be heads up when we get there.
We'll go to Bob and then Wolfgang and over to Lee.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. I have two for Adam. The first, when Amarola is second and you guys are first, and if Amarola wins, that knocks Harvick out. Is there any thought going through your mind? Like, that wouldn't be bad if Amarola won?
Yeah, I couldn't really drive my pit box out there and make anything happen. But, you know, we were aware of the situation mathematically. You know, we're not oblivious to it. But, you know, there were so many cars on us that had just pitted and had four tires. There were 15 or so laps to go. So it wasn't like we could freeze the race right there and make that situation happen. But it wouldn't have upset me if it did happen. But we weren't going to do anything to make it happen.
And Kyle told me a few weeks ago that, you know, that this year he hasn't even watched Xfinity races that he hasn't run in, that, you know, that he and Samantha go do something. Did you ever think you'd see the day where Kyle Busch would not pay attention to a NASCAR race?
No. I watch them because they're highly entertaining, regardless of if I learn anything. But this week, there was plenty to learn with, you know, the track configuration and the restarts. And you always want to watch and see how tires wear and tire strategies and how the line moves around. So, you know, what he didn't pick up by watching it, I watched and told him about this morning and last night. So he gets the information one way or another.
Do you think that's good for him to help focus?
I mean, yeah. Whatever Kyle thinks good for him, it's working. So if that's what works for him, then absolutely.
We'll go to Wolfgang, Lee, and then Jenna.
Yeah, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany again. Two questions for Mr. Joe Gibbs. First of all, congratulations. You're representing Toyota very successfully in American NASCAR racing. Can you let me know what's the reaction over at the headquarters in Japan? Is there any reaction, or did you feel something that they are?
Well, I have a picture on my wall. It's one of the prized possessions I have. It's Mr. Toyota with his championship ring. And supposedly he was having a bad day that day. And everybody was giving him bad information. And all of a sudden, Bob Carter presented him with that championship ring. And they said he freaked out. He ran all over the building. So I think he's a race fan. We do get, honestly, with Toyota, what's great about Toyota, it's everybody all the way through. You know, as you go up the ranks, everybody cares about racing. They care about NASCAR. And it's great to be a part of that team. They got a great team. And, yeah, I think it goes all the way to Japan.
And the second question, if necessary, can you get some technical engineering assistance from the headquarters in Japan?
Well, mostly our engineering is pretty much set here in Charlotte for us. But I will say this. Toyota is a technical company, and at times they do assist at different times with engineering, but most of our engineers are all situated right here in Charlotte, and this is where they live.
We'll go to Lee, and then back to Jenna.
Lee Spencer, RacingPoise.com. Coach, you have 157 Career Cup wins. Kyle Busch has now scored 47 of them. What can you say about that kind of accomplishment? And, you know, where does, you've coached a lot of world-class athletes, where does he rank among them?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, you know, because last week we had a discussion and we were talking about getting prepared for the playoffs and everything. And the thing that I've noticed, both in the two sports I've been in, football and racing, there's great athletes, a lot of guys want to be a part of the team. Some guys just being on the team is good enough. And then you have some people, when they put the helmet on game day, I've had it in football, and I'll say this, Kyle Busch over here, when he puts the helmet on, I've never seen him once where it wasn't totally intent, and you guys have all watched him. Every week, he's after it. If something's in front of him, he's going for it. And it's just, I think you can have a lot of great athletes in a sport, but a few of them can stand out in that way. And I think Kyle's one of those that does.
Go to Jenna.
Jenna Fryer, AP. Adam, the 18 and the 4 have been the two best cars all season, 8 wins. You guys go head-to-head next week for the championship. Does it mean anything to take that final step to say we're better than the 4 this year? Is that any sort of motivation?
No, I mean, there's really no measuring stick for me compared to other teams. You know, the job that we set out to do is to win the championship, and to do that, you got to beat them all. For certainly part of that group and part of the group next week, and that's what we intend to do.
Are there any further questions? All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Good luck.